RTL Original Podcast.
Hello, I'm Stephen Stepslow, and if you've been here before, you already know what this show is about. If not, welcome and welcome back to Song 2, the podcast where we argue, possibly quite recklessly, that the second track on any album is always the best, the boldest, or the downright ballsiest. And today we're getting airborne, quite literally, with the Red Hot Chili Peppers' Aeroplane from the 1995 album One Hot Minute. This one hits all the Song 2 markers. It's bass-heavy, unhinged, and brilliant, but it's more than that too. Now, to set the scene, One Hot Minute was the band's first album after guitarist John Frusciante left the group mid-tour, mid-breakdown, mid-lots of things. The Red Hot Chili Peppers were coming off a career-defining high. Their 1991 album, Blood, Sugar, Sex, Magic, had sold over 13 million copies worldwide and turned them from cult funk rockers into global stadium fillers. Tracks like Give It Away and Under the Bridge had become massive MTV hits, and the band and their socks were now a household name. All good news, you'd think, except their guitarist Frusciante absolutely hated being famous. So, in true rock star fashion, he quit the band mid-tour, moved into a haunted house, and developed a taste for 19th century French poetry and hard drugs. Not necessarily in that order, you understand. In his place, they brought in Dave Navarro from Jane's Addiction, a brilliant player, no doubt, but with a completely different musical background. This did create some tension for the band, with Navarro admitting to Guitar World via the source of Loudwire that it doesn't really speak to me, the music that was. Where Frusciante was all groove and soul, Navarro was more metal, psychedelia, and high drama. I like pleasure spiked with pain, and music is my aeroplane, is my aeroplane. There were also growing substance abuse issues within the band. Anthony Kiedis had relapsed during recording after 5 years of sobriety. So, by the time One Hot Minute hit shelves, the band was fractured, darker in tone, and clearly transitioning away from their playful, funk-driven origins. But what came out was this strange, sometimes brilliant, sometimes baffling album. A hazy funk rock detour with at least one song that sounded like it was written inside a lava lamp. That song is Aeroplane. Someone better slap me. One of the things that really gives this song its unique charm is Navarro's guitar, layering funk and metal, resulting in the grungy, textured sound we all know and love. The funk's there, but it's wearing a leather jacket and eyeliner this time. Now, the lyrics are not atypical for Kiedis, but worth a second glance. The combination of addiction talk, spiritual metaphors, and the occasional eyebrow raiser make this song his own. He is notorious for hiding dark themes in happy songs, and Aeroplane is the perfect example for it. Just the opening line, I like pleasure spiked with pain, many interpreted as his reflection on his relationship to substances, then compared to the children's choir at the end of the song, is seemingly overwhelmingly ironic. But despite some of the band's dysfunction, the album was still very well received. While many fans enjoyed the dark and broody sound, it was generally seen as a divergence from their previous albums. Lots of reviewers argued that the album was inconsistent, or that Navarro's talent was being used in the wrong band, and so this era became the Chili Peppers' version of that gap year you don't talk about. Character building, but best left off the CV. And soon after, Frusciante rejoined for the second time in 1998, and Navarro was out. Still, Aeroplane hangs around like a charming oddball. It's the only song from the record that still shows up in live sets. Why? Maybe because it's infectious and it's fun. And underneath all the strangeness, it's deeply sincere. Or maybe because it's the second track off the album. Just one note can make me float, can make me float away. One note from the song she wrote. Track 2, once again, doing the heavy lifting. So there it is, Aeroplane, weird, funky, and oddly moving. A musical statement that declares that sometimes healing doesn't look like a tear-streaked ballad. Sometimes it looks like a man in shiny trousers singing about drugs while children harmonize behind him.
Summer, sweet and sour Jane, and music is my aeroplane. It's my aeroplane. Let's fight with pain.
I've tried to be Stephen Stepslow, and this was the Song 2 Theory, proving once again that track 2 is where the magic lives. See you next time for more Song 2 stuff. This episode was researched and written by Florence Keogh, voiced and produced by Stephen Stepslow. For sources, we looked at Genius.com, Loudwire.com, Rolling Stone, Pop Matters, and a little bit of AI for editing. Thanks for listening.